531.
Moshe Aumatangi, a junior, is excited for the future after signing with Tony Tonga's Dragon Fire Boxing. At 25 years of age, with a record of 14-1, the current OPBF Silver Super Middleweight Champion and interim double WBA Oceania Super Middleweight Champion is on the fast track to superstardom in the boxing world. Also held the New Zealand Middleweight title on two occasions. Iron Moshe Aumatangi joins us now on Pacific Breakfast for more on his incredible journey. Manosui Four, and thank you so much for joining us this morning, Moshe.
Thanks for having me, Wusko. Thank you. Morning.
Morning. And firstly, let's get it out of the way. A proud last Salian representing Valukasi. So let's just get that out of the way. Well, Moshe, firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the boxing game.
So my full name is Moshe Junior Aumatangi. I'm proudly named after my father. I'm 25 years old and of Samoan descent. I'm Christian and I believe in the one true God. I'm a family man. I'm happily married to my beautiful wife, Elena. We have a very active and adventurous little boy, Masianu. I was born and raised in South Auckland, home to New Zealand's greatest and purest fighters. And I got into boxing because I was inspired from my dad's brothers, who were the first people I witnessed growing up fighting. And they were heavily involved in boxing and kickboxing, all except my dad. So since my dad wasn't fighting, I always had inspired to fill that gap for him and be the boxer for him. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And, you know, just while you mentioned Dad, was there any particular reason why he didn't sort of go down that similar path to his other siblings?
He took on the leadership role in the family and looked after the family. So, yeah.
Sacrifice indeed. You know, Moshe, when you talk about South Auckland fighters, I mean, who are we looking at? We're looking at guys like Whamui Nga, you know, David Tour. We've got Joseph Parker, we've got Mark Hunt, you know, all coming from that, you know, from that area. What's it, or did you, you know, were they sort of inspirational for yourself getting into to the fight game? And is there a bit of pressure, you know, especially if you're a fighter from South Auckland, to live up to such high standards?
It was definitely inspirational and inspiring to have the likes of those guys who come before me and paved the way for fighters like myself. So I was really inspired by them to take up the sport and push for my goals, because if they can do it, I know I definitely can reach the top as well.
Now, please correct me if I'm wrong. You're still being trained by, is it Grant Arkell?
Yep.
Now, Grant, I saw in a recent interview, because he trained Joseph Parker, I think, during his amateur days. And, you know, to have somebody of that caliber, you know, he's got very big reps on you in terms of, you know, your fighting style and in terms of your quick progress through the ranks and seeing where you're at now at a relatively early stage in your career. Talk to me about the relationship that you have with Grant and the importance of having a good trainer, you know, to get you, you know, to that next level that you want to go to.
Yeah, I trust that man with my life. You know, I started boxing with him when I was 15 years old, when I first entered his gym, and I'm definitely going to be finishing my career with him as well. That man, I couldn't have done anything or gotten as far as as we've come without him. You know, he's the reason why we've reached this far, and he's the backbone of our team.
It's awesome. You know, and that's what you hear so many, you know, fighters, they're always talking about it's never like I, but it's always about, you know, we as a team. Apart from Grant, who else is in your corner in terms of training and et cetera, please, Musi?
I have my main friend, Johnny Timu, who's helped me a lot with getting my name out there and spreading the Team Awatangi name through trying to land me sponsorship and things like that. I got a few sponsors as well, Triggs, Uru, Woodcuts, and Lifestyle Massage, who mainly helped me get through and, yeah.
Now, the Dragonfire Boxing that you've just signed with, talk to me about that. You know, what the sort of the contract, how many fights is it, over how long a period is it, please, Musi?
Yep. We recently just signed with Dragonfire Boxing, who are an Australian-based company. They're worldwide renowned for their management. And fighters, they currently have a world champion under their stables. So I'm really excited to be a part of that, and hopefully sometime soon that we'll be able to get our own world title. But our relationship is for 4 years with them, and yeah.
The 4 years, can I ask, without, of course, going into detail, but financially it's a good deal for you and the family?
Yeah, definitely. It was the best deal that that we got out of all the deals that we got. So, yeah, it's really exciting for both me and my family and Grant. So, yeah.
How do you manage that? Now that your, you know, your profile is growing with each fight, and you know, just from what I've seen on YouTube, I may say that you've got that La Salle and South Auckland chip on your shoulder, because one thing that Grant said is that when you hit somebody, they stay hit. And it was like, oh my life! But in terms of the, you know, the business side, and then having to navigate and focus on, you know, the mental space, and of course you're training pretty much every day. How do you manage that?
My wife and my family and my son, they play a big role in that. You know, they keep things settled at home, and when I need to train, and I'm fully focused on training. And my wife takes care of everything at home, and just make sure that everything's all calm and nice and settled, especially when I'm involved in fight camp and I'm away from family and friends, stuff like that. So yeah, it's cool.
With that, can you talk us through, give us an overview, please, Musi, about, you know, fight camp leading up to a fight. You know, how many hours are you training, and what does it all involve?
I'm training about 2-3 times a day, hour and a half each maybe, and involves no eating junk food and diet plans, running morning and night, and no friends, no going out, no spending time on the telly or playing PlayStation. So it's training and sleep and eat. That's it.
In one word, it's a lot of sacrifice, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of sacrifice, but the only way to say, if you sacrifice, there's any success behind it. So,
in terms of the, you know, the WBA, what are the future goals for you? I mean, who are the, you know, the big names in the division at the moment that, you know, someday, you know, that you would like to be, you know, in contention to take on?
I mean, the biggest name in our division will probably be have to be Canelo Alvarez, and one day hopefully I get to fight him.
I mean, when you're talking about somebody like Canelo Alvarez, and what was it? I think his own, well, one of his only losses to Floyd Mayweather, who went, well, 50-0, that's a big task. But, you know, in terms of where you're heading at the moment and where you are on your journey at the moment, how are you, you know, in terms of the progress so far?
It's steady. It's good. We're heading in the right direction, and sooner or later, Canelo Alvarez will see me in the ring and cross the ring. Yeah, good.
Said like a true Lasallian. So, you know, Mose, I got to ask, what is it that you love about boxing? Right at the beginning, you said, I love the Lord. But in terms of, like, laying hands on somebody or feeling the cold leather on your face and on your body, it's not the sport for everyone. And as soon as that bell rings, doesn't matter who your team is, it's just you and the opponent, you know, going mano a mano. What is it that you love about it?
I love the brutality of the sport. It's hardcore. It's rough. It pushes you to your limits. There's a lot more behind doors than what is seen on screen. You're mentally and emotionally challenged. Some days you're much tougher than others, but absolutely rewarding at the end.
I got to ask this because I've always been interested. You know, if you look at guys like Tua, Parker, Hunt, and, you know, if they're walking around their local neighbourhood and that, you know, everybody knows who they are, but nobody's come up and said, like, hey, I want to test myself against you. No, none of that? Some of the old boys, you know, like... No.
None of that.
None of that, of course. Well, Mose, you know, thank you so much for your time this morning. And Mose, what would be some just words of encouragement to our listeners and viewers this morning?
If you have a dream, chase it. Don't let anyone stop you or anything stop you. You can do it. With God behind your back and beside you, anything's possible.
Iron Mose Aumutangi, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning, Uso. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And all the very best, you know, for your future success. We'll be watching very closely. And when you come to that world title match with Alvarez, we'll make sure to have you back on. Thank you so much and God bless. Take care. It is 12 minutes to 8, 5:31 PI, Pacific. People together.